Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you, because we know that you are God all by yourself. And Lord, as we celebrate this 4th of July, this Independence Day, oh God, we just want to thank you and let you know that we have no desire to be independent from you. Our independence and our freedom comes from Christ Jesus himself. So we thank you for loving us, for protecting us, for keeping us, for just being our God all by yourself. We want to continue to ask you to keep a hedge of protection around the Desdeleon family. Father God, just bless the two women of God who started our robbery to found this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherstein. Lord, just keep them in your care. Continue to just touch Dr. P.K.'s body, oh Heavenly Father. Father, we speak life and not death. Lord, we know that you are the ultimate healer. So again, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you for just continuing to bless Artists International. Father God, keep and touch every person associated with this call. Lord, we know that you can do the exceeding and the abundant more than we hope or ask, according to the power that worketh in us. So Lord, our power comes from you and our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. So as we just praise you through this Freedom in Christ Monday, we just want to give you the glory, the honor, and the just all the praise that is due you, oh God. We surrender and we submit our will to you, Lord, freely, because you have given us that choice. So, Lord, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor right now, and we call it done in the matchless and precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. So I will now turn this call over to the hostess with the mostest, our beautiful prayer general. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. The floor is yours.
God bless you, and thank you so much, Minister Kai. We so appreciate you, and we've really been missing you. Thank God for you and for all that you do for the body of Christ as well as TMC. And we thank God for that tag this morning, Freedom in Christ Monday. Praise God, praise God. And good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And I, along with Minister Kai, say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call on this Freedom in Christ Monday. We're so thankful that you took the time out this morning to give God some glory along with us. And we're so excited because we know that new people are coming on day by day, and we're so thankful to God for what he's doing. And if this is your first time joining the Master's Call, which we call our telecommunication sanctuary, I want to let you know we're here every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, and 5 a.m. Pacific time. Now, we want to let you know that this call was started way back in October 2010. I'm going way back, you know. Here it is, almost 6 years, and we can't believe it, but I tell you, two anointed and appointed women of God, our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, they said yes. And we're so thankful to God that they did. And here today in July, on July the 3rd of 2016, we're still here. And it's established on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers. That's what we desire to do, that they begin their day being enriched, enhanced, and empowered. And we believe, God, that this is what's taking place each and every day. So please invite your family and friends to join us here on the Master's Call. Now, also, we encourage you to go to our website. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And all the messages have been archived there from way back in 2010. So you got a buffet of messages where you can go and listen to it at any given time. Now, what I love is that we have our theme there. And the theme for this year is in 2016, Through Me, God's Glory is Being Seen. So now, if you feel led to be a part of this wonderful, blessed ministry, we want you to do so. You could be a greeter. You could be a host. You may even have a word from the Lord. We definitely want to hear it. So send that information to info@themasterscall.net. And again, we have prayer requests and praise reports that we receive as well. We want you to do that as well. Send it to info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, on Fridays, we take the time out in the second half of the meeting, the prayer service, where we take your prayer requests and praise reports verbally. So we want you to be a part of us either way it goes. Now, we are so blessed and so thankful that we started this call, and it was because of a phenomenal company called Artists International, which is now we are under the umbrella of Artists Life. And so with Artists International, the Diaz de Leon family started that company over 26 years ago, and we're so grateful that with these health and wellness products that we have, we're helping people around the country as well as around the world to become healthy again. So with that being said, we have so many calls and so many testimonies and so many blessings that are taking place day after day because of Artist Life. We thank God for that family starting this company. So now we're gearing up and getting more people involved, getting more people in tune to what we're doing. And with that, we have the new Morning Motivational Call that comes up right after this call every Monday through Friday. It was originated by the Platinum President, who we call our godmother, Dorothy Cook. And then she turned it over to a team of great leaders who are giving great information, vital information, and motivation to let us know that we are on the right track. And today, it is Inspirational Monday. So tune in with us. That number is 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Well, I tell you, we are so thankful for you joining us on this 4th of July Monday. We say Happy Freedom Day, but let me tell you, we are ready to hear a word from God. And listen, this woman of God, she delivers each and every time, and she is none other than our very own, and we're so thankful and proud to say that she is our mother eagle. This woman of God, I tell you, I can go on to next week, to next year, and tell you about this blessed woman of God. But just to try to break it down, she is she had a career as an industrial engineer. She is a pastor. She has been ordained through Oral Roberts University. She's got her doctorate degree, a master's degree. You name the degree, she's got it, okay? And I'm so thankful to God that she doesn't let that get to her head, because she is one-on-one with every individual. When anybody can set somebody in place, Mother Eagle can, okay? She can lay it out to you one-on-one, and I am so thankful to God because of the anointing that he has on this woman of God. Now, she's praying with us day in, day out. She takes care of her mother day in, day out. She's always on point, keeping everybody in line, as well as with artists, as well as with TMC. I can go on and on. Lord only knows what other organization, but she has founded Gathering of the Eagles organization. She has done so many things across the country as well as across the world. She is well known. She is a pastor she's a co-pastor at the church, Mount Corinth Baptist Church in Hempstead, Texas. I'll get it straight. But I tell you what, so many things can go forth, but I'm getting out of the way because I want to hear the word from the Lord, and I know you do too. It is none other than our very own, the phenomenal Dr. Vanessa Pastor Weatherspoon of PV, Texas, Prairie View, that is, okay? God bless you. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
I'm so tongue-twisted, but it's all good. God bless you. Back to you.
All right, because you made me a pastor. No, Lord, really. What's your pastor now?
Yeah, you're pastoring us. Yes, you are.
Yeah, well, that's true. And good morning, TMC family. Happy birthday, America. 240 years this country has been in existence. I thank each and every one of you for pressing to be on the line on this Independence Day. A big thank you to the birthday girl yesterday, Minister Kai Brown, celebrating her birthday yesterday, almost made Independence Day, but you know, like Kai's personality, she couldn't wait. So her birthday was yesterday, and we love her. We so appreciate her greeting all of our TMC family this morning and working the boards, and then our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, thank you so much for all that you do for our TMC and our Artists International family, Artists Life. I tell you what, it is an exciting time. Have really had a blessed weekend thus far. House full of folks. Hallelujah. But God is so good when the family and brethren can dwell together, when God allows us to see another birthday, even when it is, and especially since it is the country that we live in. So many people criticize, talk about America, but I promise you, I've traveled all around the world. There are a whole lot of folks trying to get to America each and every day. And if you ever have the blessed opportunity to travel outside of America, it will give you a greater appreciation of America. You know, I'm a prophetic teacher, and on this day of celebration, want to give a little bit of a background, because for many of us, unfortunately, we look at three-day holidays as time off, cookouts, when can I get together and shop or whatever, but let's never forget the reason for the season. Let me give you a little bit of history about the 4th of July. As I said, this is the 240th year that we have been a nation variously known as the 4th of July and Independence Day. More of us know about the movie Independence Day than we know about the history, but here we go. July 4th has been a federal holiday in the United States only since 1941, but the tradition of Independence Day celebration goes back to the 18th century and the American Revolution, which was fought from 1775 through 1783. Now, in June 1776, representatives of the 13 colonies, yes, it was 13 that got it started, then fighting in the revolutionary struggle, weighed a resolution that would declare their independence from Great Britain. Now, something that many of you all may not know, it actually was on July 2nd, the Continental Congress voted in favor of independence, and 2 days later, its delegates adopted the Declaration of Independence, an historic document we know was drafted by Thomas Jefferson. And from 1776 until this present day, July 4th has been celebrated as the birth of American independence, which typical festivities range from the fireworks, parades, and concerts to more casual family gatherings and barbecues. So let's talk about the birth of American independence as well related to our message for today. When the initial battles in the Revolutionary War broke out in April 1775, few colonists desired complete independence from Great Britain. Wow, just think of the vote that just happened recently in that country. And those who did were considered radical. But the middle of the following year, however, many more colonists had come to favor independence thanks to growing hostility against Britain and the spread of revolutionary sentiments such as those expressed, I think everybody studied this in high school, in Thomas Paine's best-selling pamphlet, Common Sense. It was published in early 1776. Now, on June 7th, when the Continental Congress met at the Pennsylvania State House, later Independence Hall in Philadelphia, the Virginia delegate, Richard Henry Lee, he introduced a motion calling for the colony's independence. Amid a heated debate, You think some folks argue. We think church folks argue. Well, you read some of the writings of their arguments. Wow, wow, wow. The Congress argued so much that they postponed the votes on Lee's resolution, but they appointed a five-man committee, which included Thomas Jefferson of Virginia, John Adams of Massachusetts, Roger Sherman of Connecticut, Benjamin Franklin of Pennsylvania, and Robert R. Livingston of New York, to draft a formal statement justifying the break with Great Britain. Now, John Adams believed that July 2nd was the correct date on which to celebrate the birth of American independence and would reportedly turn down invitations to appear in July 4th events in protest. But Adams and Thomas Jefferson, they both died on July 4th, 1826, the 50th anniversary of the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. So on July 2nd, the Continental Congress voted in favor of Lee's resolution for independence in a near unanimous vote. The New York delegation abstained, but later voted affirmatively. On that day, John Adams wrote to his wife Abigail that July 2nd would be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival, and the celebration should include pomp and parade, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illustrations from one end of the continent to the other. But on July 4th, the Congress formally adopted the Declaration of Independence, which has been written largely by Jefferson. So though the vote for actual independence did take place on July 2nd, from then on, July 4th became the day that was celebrated as the birth of American independence. And so it goes on to talk about, in pre-revolutionary years, colonists had held annual celebrations of the king's birthday from Great Britain, which traditionally included the ringing of bells, bonfires, processions, and speech-making. Still to this day, many of the celebrations that we do, they are taken from Great Britain. So after the Revolutionary War, Americans continued to commemorate Independence Day every year, in celebration that allowed the new nation's emerging political leaders to address citizens and create a feeling of unity. And by the end of the 18th century, two major political parties, the Federalists and Democrat-Republicans, that had arisen began holding separate independence celebrations in major cities. So falling in midsummer, the 4th of July has since the late 19th century become a major focus of leisure activities and common occasions for family get-togethers. But let us not ever forget, this was a hard-fought battle for our independence. And the Star-Spangled Banner, the musical arrangement, became the national theme, and then the flag, the American flag, is a symbol of our independence. So today, I hope that you take time and reflect that some people took a lot of time to make sure that you and I were free. And if you keep saying sarcastically, which I hear many Americans say, well, not any of us are really free, I assure you, do a little traveling, you're freer than most countries would ever deem to be, because God's hand is on America. So we're going to talk this morning, just in my last few minutes, about us choosing to be free, us choosing to be all God has called us to be. Anytime during their journey of writing first fighting the wars and then coming together to argue out, hammer out, debate out the Constitution and what it would stand for our independence that we so cherish to this day. Has God given you a dream? And have you fought the good fight of faith? Have you believed in your dream to see, to walk in the promises that God has for you? I'll let you answer that on your own time and in your own way, because many of us, God has given us dreams, God has given us ideas, God has given us promises, and here we're going to talk about don't fight your process of preparation, because it always produces precious memories. See, we're memorializing, we're remembering today the independence of America, but it was a process. It was a battle it was a sacrifice for many. So don't fight your individual process of preparation, because through the process, it will produce some precious memories. See, on this July 4th, as an individual believer, as a family, as a corporate body of believers, as a Master's Call family, as an artist family, we've all had to walk by faith, and not by sight. On this precious July 4th, we reflect on the memories, we reflect on the many tests that this country has endured to have its testimony. Wow, we're in the midst of some of the greatest tests even right now. We've walked through the valley of the shadow of death. 240 years is still one of the youngest countries in the world, but we're considered the most powerful country in the world because God's hand has been on us through the process to prepare us. I want you to look in the mirror for accepting and embracing so you learn the right lessons for your process, for your preparation, so that you can walk through your precious memories. And through our test, God always strengthens our faith. I've taught and preached this saying that God dropped in my spirit years ago. Faith that cannot be tested cannot be trusted. And the ingredients for going through any process as a believer is anchored in having the God kind of faith, having faith in God. You know, when I went to college in Atlanta, Spelman, I attended Mount Moriah Baptist Church on the corner of Ashley and Fair, a church I could just walk to from Spelman over to this campus. And we marched in on a very familiar hymn of the church. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. He says, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed us yet. Oh, we can't turn back because we've come this far by faith. And as you're going through your process on this July 4th, as we've accomplished so many things as a country, as a people, as believers, and even though the trials seem to be getting greater, the tests seem to be even more fierier than before, remember that simple verse in 1 John 4:4, when you lay hands on your own belly and say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And I've got an independence, a freedom in Christ that's worth fighting for. It's worth fighting for my children and my children's children. And I won't give out and I won't give up. I'm going to endure my process. Everybody has a process that heads towards their preparation. In Scripture, we have some of the best examples. I was teaching in my Wednesday night Bible study talking about Joseph. I love that story of Joseph because, man, I can remember seasons when I felt like I was in a pit, that when I felt like some people had betrayed me. But when you grow more in God, you remember they're just instruments that God uses to set you up. Mm. So when you can look up, you can get up like that eagle and go up even higher. And when I had to choose not to be bitter but to be better, like Joseph in that pit, the folks you least expect to rescue you from your situation, some of us have situations, and we have to say, wow, God, I would have never guessed you did it like that. And when you think you're going to take a breather and it's going to be okay, like Joseph, oh, he's in Potiphar's house in the lap of luxury living. You always have some holy haters, and can't nobody hate you like the folks who say they're holy with you. And it develops character in you. This is what we're talking about, your process towards your independence of being free in Christ, because whom the Son sets free, you really are free indeed. But to walk that thing out requires the integrity of God. Oh, we remember as he went to prison and was still given favor. See, every time God shifts your season, you keep rising to the top because his hand is on you. But when you rise to the top learning the right lessons, or will you be a roadblock for others? Many of us God, by his mercies, new every morning, have been delivered out of situations, but by the grace of God, we should have been dead. We shouldn't be seeing another July 4th. And God has kept us and waiting for us to learn the right lessons in our process of preparation so that we can achieve, so that we can be trusted with those dreams and walk out those God-ordained purposes and be determined to be diligent in those destinies he has for us. But anywhere along the road in the prison, he could have just said, oh, Lord, you forgot about me. I thought you really loved me. I had a dream. I saw myself in a place of prominence. I saw my family bowing down before us. See, you can't quit on your dreams. Don't grow weary in well-doing. We know the story. Finally, the butler's selective amnesia lifted, and he remembered when a dream couldn't be interpreted in Joseph, and that Genesis story that they called on Joseph, and he interpreted the dream and ended up at the end of the story, second in charge of all of that kingdom. But remember, it was for a purpose. He didn't understand that dream at 17. He didn't understand from Alpha, all that stuff, a process of preparation before he got to that Omega. Don't curse your valley. I often say that to myself because God is developing those roots. God is developing that character. God is developing our mindset. And so on this Independence Day, there are some folks who didn't quit. They didn't give up. Even amidst their heated debates, they worked out a solution. They worked out a plan because they had a belief that God wanted them to be an independent country to worship their God as they chose to celebrate life with the freedom to be all we're called to be without any tyranny. So I'm challenging you today on this Independence Day, when you know the history of the journey that others made and you're reaping the fruit 240 years later, first we say thank you. Now be willing to stay in your place for your process to reach your place of purpose for your children's children's children. All today, 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 as we say, happy birthday, America, I challenge each and every one of you, don't give up. Don't give out in your process because God does have an ordained purpose. Amen and amen. Sorry for going over. Back to you, Miss Brenda.
Thank you. Oh, can you hear me now?
Now I can.
Okay. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. I tell you, you always bring it, and you bring it profoundly. We give God glory for you, and I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we just so thank you. We so glorify you, Father, and honor you for being God all by yourself. We thank you, Lord, that you have brought us this day, this far, in order to prepare us, Father, to go forth and to continue to do the work that you called us to do. Lord, we first want to say forgive us. Forgive us for all our shortcomings, for being complainers and not putting our faith and our full trust in you. Lord, looking to the right and to the left instead of focusing on you. Forgive us, O God. And so we thank you, Lord God, that you will restore to us the joy of your salvation, that we come to realize, Father, that you brought us into this freeness, Lord, like never before. You told us to stand firm in the ability where you have made us free and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So we thank you, Father God, that we're no longer going to continue to be entangled, but we're going to set our eyes on you, Lord, and we're going to be obedient students, obedient children, Lord God, that we glorify and honor you in all our ways. Father, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa for bringing us that profound message this morning. And, Lord, come to the realization, helping us, Lord, to come to the realization that we need to appreciate the freeness that you have given us. and that we can go forth doing the work that you call us to do. Father God, we know that America is a great country, and Lord God, you have called the church to go forth and be the people that you called us to be. So, Father, stir up the gift that's in us, oh God. We thank you for blessing everyone on this call, blessing Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK and all that concerns them, Lord God. Bless the woman of God who gave us this message and her mother, Lord God, and bless them in every way, in every capacity of their lives. Lord God, we thank you for Artists International, Artists Life, Lord God, and for the founders, Lord God, for Clement Boyd and all those that are working steadfastly, Lord God, to do the work that you called us to do, Father God, that this company will go forth and people will become healed and whole in the precious name of Jesus. God, we thank you for every good and perfect gift coming from you. We ask you to bless those that are listening, Lord God. Keep them in perfect peace as their eyes are stayed on you. We give your name the glory, the praise, and the honor, all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, this has definitely been a wonderful message. You want to hear it again. That number is 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. And remember that we do have the new morning motivational call coming up next. It's Inspirational Monday. That number is 641-715-3865. And the PIN is 539-598-POUND. And please forgive me, Minister Kai. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you with many, many more. We thank you for seating and greeting everyone this morning. We say God bless you. We love and appreciate you. And Dr. Vanessa, thank you for that powerful message. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Amen. Spirit of the living God, we thank you this day. First, we thank you for your hand on America, 240 years, Father. We thank you. You've allowed us to be born and to live in a country that celebrates its freedom in you. Now, Father, we look to you from the hills to which cometh our help. All of our help comes from the Lord. Help us as we go through our process not to complain, but to embrace the challenges and grow to be all you called us to be as you prepare us. For our purpose, as you prepare us to be those great leaders with destiny that we birth in those and others around us. We thank you, Daddy God, for this day, even as we celebrate family, friends, cookout. We'll never stop to hesitate and remember those who sacrificed, who gave their time, their talent, so that we can enjoy the fruit of their labor. And let us do our part, so that our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren will enjoy the fruit of our sacrifice and labor. We thank you as we leave rejoicing, never from your presence, going out celebrating who we are and whose we are in you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Happy birthday, America. Be blessed, TMC family. Look forward to hearing you as we minister again on the new morning motivational call in a few minutes. Be blessed. Bye-bye.